Proclamation number 4292 of 6th of May, 1948. End of redemption period. Last judgment. The earth will become a place of judgment for all people who stand aloof from me. I will pronounce my judgment according to justice, and woe to those who are condemned. The earth will swallow them up, and their souls will live to walk the path anew through the creations of the new earth. This has been decided since eternity. For the law of order must be maintained, but at the end of a redemption period this law will be completely disregarded, which always means destruction. Humanity, which lives in such a time, completely contradicting my order, also falls prey to this destruction, yet it is always only the external form which falls victim to destruction, but the soul, the spiritual substance, only transforms itself, i.e., it takes on other external forms, and this act of transformation is the judgment. The spiritual, which was already in a state of a certain freedom, will again be bound in solid matter. This act will take place because my wisdom recognizes it from eternity as a means to guide the spiritual substance, which is completely distant from me, back to me again. It is a means which is certainly effective but unspeakably painful for the spiritual substance, and which I therefore only use when there is no other possibility of approaching me. Yet as long as a period of salvation continues, I will always point to its end in order to motivate people to still seek an approach to me on earth, in order to make the significance of earthly life clear to them and to induce them to live in accordance with my law of order. But humanity does not want to believe in an end. It regards earthly life as an end in itself, not, as it is, as a means to an end, and therefore it remains untouched by the ideas of those who know about my plan of eternity and are to have an enlightening effect on earth on my behalf. 6th of the 5th, 1948, these are instructed in truth, they have been taught by the voice of the Spirit according to my will, their thinking is enlightened, and thus they will only ever recognize what is right and know how to distinguish error from truth. They are initiated into my plan of salvation, full understanding will dawn upon them, and they will also have knowledge of the course of an earth period. They will recognize the time of the end from people themselves and from the phenomena which have been predicted since the beginning of a redemption period, and thus be able to point to it with certainty if they, as my representatives on earth, are to proclaim my word to people. You humans should listen to them and take their words to heart, for they are given to you by me. I myself speak to you through their mouths. It is my spirit which speaks through them, because I myself want to instruct you, because I want to admonish and warn you for the sake of your souls. You should remember the end, you should remember your imperfection and the great gulf which still exists between you and me if you are sinful. You should entrust yourselves to me so that I myself will take care of you, and you should see in me your savior from spiritual adversity. Only spiritual adversity prompts me to let you fall into earthly adversity, for if you listen to my servants, my words will enter your heart more easily, and you will also consider an end of this earth possible. You will have more contact with the spiritual kingdom, from where help will come to you in many ways. Try to win me as Father and loving God for you, yet don't let me become a punishing judge for you. Win my love for yourselves so that you need not fear my wrath. Overcome matter so that you can enter the spiritual kingdom carefree, and create and work so that you will become blissfully happy. For the time is short when you can still work. The day is coming when everyone will be called to account, when I will judge the living and the dead, when I will separate the goats from the sheep, when every soul's fate will be according to its will. Bliss in the kingdom of free spirits or renewed banishment into matter, a state of hell which you should fear and from which I want to protect you. Therefore believe what comes to you through the mouth of the seers and prophets. Believe that it is my word which is given to you from above so that you may find grace and be saved on the day of judgment. Amen.